Homeschooling isn't just about education. It's about your kids, it's about your family, and it's about a lifestyle. Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm the founder of Homeschool Think Tank. The Homeschool Think Tank parenting podcast is about community, family, education, and life. I believe that these are the things that matter to homeschool families. Tune in each week and let's talk. I'll bring you a message from my heart, an expert interview, or an interview with the ultimate homeschooling experts, homeschool families like yours. Remember to check the link in the show notes below, and you'll find an article that corresponds with this episode. Finally, remember to visit homeschoolthinktank.com for more information about how we serve homeschooling families. All right, let's get started with this week's episode. Which type of homeschool family are you? Are you like Perfect Patty? Maybe you're like Relaxed Rhonda. Or maybe you'll relate more with Natural Nancy. And it's possible that you might be feeling like Disheveled Darlene. Now, I want to say that I have at various times over all of my homeschooling years been able to relate with each and every single one of these moms. So today we're going to talk about the four types of homeschooling families. But before we get started, I want to share with you that quite a long time ago, I shared a very similar podcast episode to this. However, I had barely released the episode and it hit me. I had named Patty incorrectly. I had called her Patty the Planner. And I thought, well, there's nothing wrong with planning. What I meant to say, what I should have called her, is Perfect Patty. Because how can you ever achieve perfection? But sometimes, as homeschooling parents, we feel like we need to be perfect, that we need to check all the boxes and do everything like it's done in the school system. You don't need to be perfect, and you don't need to do things like they're done in school. It's okay to do it differently, to homeschool your children differently, because your home is not a school. And if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know I don't like the term homeschooling, but it's what people call it. That's why we call this Homeschool Think Tank. It's what people call it. So let's talk about these four types of homeschooling families. By the way, I am generalizing big time in this podcast episode. I know there are moms, there are dads that homeschool, and not everybody fits cleanly into any of these categories. So just roll with it. I'm just making the general point here. Number one is the school at home family. Number two is the relaxed homeschool family. Number three is the natural learning family. And number four is the disheveled family. So most of us start out a bit like Perfect Patty, and we are the school-at-home family. I was very much this way in my beginning years of homeschooling my children. I felt like I needed to do things like they were done in school. And ultimately, I was driving my children and myself crazy by trying to time block and spend exactly 45 minutes on math and complete one lesson, and do exactly this much time on spelling and complete this lesson, and try to do everything at certain times, and oh, we're also going to be up at exactly this time, just like you would be if you went to public school, and have breakfast in time, that if you had to get on a bus, you would be ready to leave in time. Let me tell you, this was a nightmare. And I did try it for a very long time, and it really wasn't the best idea to continue with that for so long. And this is very much the way that parents who were doing public school at home, which is not homeschooling, during COVID, were doing things. And this is probably why, if you were a parent who is doing public school at home during COVID, you hated it. It's because this isn't homeschooling. And it's really just not effective in your home. You don't have your children going off to recess. You don't have a cafeteria where your kids go and eat lunch. You don't have your kids going off to music or PE while you prepare other lesson plans or take a break or whatever. It's just a really hard way to homeschool your kids. So next, you might be like relaxed Rhonda. Her homeschooling family is much more relaxed. They may use curriculum, and they may also use more interest-based learning approaches to homeschool their kids, more project-based learning approaches. They may take some time to go to the museum and on field trips and do other things that are also educational in nature. So this is where my family slipped into over the years as more of a relaxed homeschooling family. And so much so that we just did school year round. Basically, we lived our life and did what we needed to do. But on days we were home all day, the kids did their normal schoolwork and whatever else they wanted to do that day. On days where there were homeschooling activities or field trips or other programs they were involved in, or even just other activities that weren't related to homeschooling, or even if family was in town, we did those things and did what school we could on those days, but didn't sweat it. And overall, this worked out really well, because we were able to seize all sorts of other opportunities that maybe we wouldn't have been able to do if we were more rigid in our schedule. And it made for a happier mom and happier kids too. And I, as a mom, personally like the year-round school schedule. It gives your kids something to do all the time, and it takes the rush out of the rest of the school year. So the next type of family is a natural learning family. This family approaches education from a more natural perspective that emulates how people learn outside of the public school system. So a homeschool child in this family may or may not use curriculum. This type of family probably is using more of an outdoor learning model approach, a lot of community aspects, going to the library a lot of games, and just seizing all the opportunities they can for education, but it's not necessarily a curriculum-based approach at all. And then we have the disheveled family. So this is a family who wants to be homeschooling more effectively, but maybe doesn't even know where to begin. There may not be much rhyme or reason to their day, and life might be feeling a bit chaotic. If this is you, it's okay. I have had my moments too. I'm going to help you out, and here's my number one suggestion. You need to check the link in the show notes below, go to this article, and at the bottom of this article, you will find recommended podcast episodes and blog post articles, and one of those is all about creating your homeschooling schedule, and also you'll find an article about different styles of homeschooling, and you'll want to look at that too. Because if you can have an idea of how you want your general day to go and the approach that you want to take, that will help you a lot. Also, you might want to check out my podcast episode about creating your own homeschooling philosophy. And just if you haven't listened to that, mine is connection first, then community, then education. And I really do believe that is the secret sauce to homeschooling your children effectively for years to come, because if you have a good connection with your children, things go better. If you have a local community to do things with, you'll have other mom friends who homeschool, or dad friends, or whatever, and your kids will also have friends too, and education just falls right into place. So this is how I think the approach ought to be, but you need to know what you think and have that vision for yourself and your family. So again, you might be like Perfect Patty, or Relaxed Rhonda, or Natural Nancy, or even Disheveled Darlene. So if you're new to homeschooling, I think this is really helpful, because it sort of helps you have a picture in your mind of, who do I want to be like? What sounds comfortable for me? I don't think most of us want to strive for perfection, because that is really exhausting to all. I also don't think most of us want to be in that disheveled category, but maybe being a little bit more relaxed, where you do have that curriculum that you're doing day in and day out, but you're also living life with a little bit more joy. Or maybe where you're more like natural Nancy and you're just embracing all the opportunities and you're definitely making sure your children have a great education. It's just not the traditional school at home approach. So having that picture in your mind will be helpful. It will also be helpful to understand all the different styles of homeschooling. So again, if you're not familiar with the many, many, many different styles of homeschooling, check out the article that goes with this podcast episode and you will find a link to that. So the big thing here is you need to sit back and think about if what you are doing is working. If what you are doing is effective and you're happy and your kids are happy, then there's no need to change anything. It's working. But if what you are doing isn't effective, you'll want to reflect a little bit and think about, do I need to loosen up the reins, or maybe you need to tighten the reins up a little bit and have a little bit more structure and routine to your day? Because there is that happy space in the middle where your children are progressing, they're improving, they're learning, and they have friends and they're happy, all of those things. So the biggest thing is you just want to always be progressing and you want your family to thrive. So I want to wrap this episode up with this quote, and it's oftentimes attributed to Bill Gates, but it seems that many other people have said it as well. So regardless, here's the quote. Most people overestimate what they can do in a day, but underestimate what they can do in a lifetime. I'll say that one more time. Most people overestimate what they can do in a day, but underestimate what they can do in a lifetime. So I think this is a good thought to keep in mind as we homeschool our children. Because as parents, it is really easy to overestimate what your family can accomplish in a day, what your children can accomplish in a day, but underestimate what you can accomplish throughout the years. So you could say something like this. If your child is struggling with a reading lesson one day, the goal isn't that your child complete every single lesson to perfection. The goal is that your child learns how to read. So if your child is struggling with reading one day, you'll want to remember to focus on connection first. And in that instance, then reading. But who knows, maybe you can add a community aspect to that and go to the library for story time. Or maybe if you have a younger child at a homeschool group day, maybe some of the older kids would be willing to read to the younger children and bring some of that fun back in, or pull a different book off the shelf. But your goal is that your child learns to read and enjoys reading, not that they complete each and every single lesson. And sometimes as a mom of a young child, I had a hard time with this concept, and I was hell-bent on finishing every single lesson when that wasn't really the goal. At the end of the day, can my children read and read well? Yes. And that is what mattered in those lessons. Now, I want to offer to you that in the link that goes with this podcast episode, I have included information about a free course that I'm offering. And I can tell you that whether you are just getting started with homeschooling or you have been homeschooling for years, you're going to love this course and you're going to find it really helpful. So please check the link in the show notes below. Check out the article. And near the bottom of the article, you're going to find information about the free course. All right, go check it out and we'll visit with you soon. Live and learn your way. My name is Jackie and I am your host of the Homeschool Think Tank Parenting Podcast. Bye-bye. I want to say thank you for listening to the Homeschool Think Tank Parenting Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd like to ask you to take a moment to follow this podcast and share it with a friend. Remember to check the show notes for a link to the article that corresponds with this podcast episode. In this article, we'll include any links that we mentioned in this episode. And remember that you can search all of the Homeschool Think Tank Parenting Podcast episodes at homeschoolthinktank.com.